Chapter 14. The Café de la Jetée was owned by one of the hotels that overlooked the harbour. Tables and chairs were set out on the terrace, and it was warm enough to sit in the fresh air and enjoy the late October sun. Potted plants lined one end of it, and Enzo settled himself at a table there by the door, giving him a commanding view across the bay and providing him with plenty of warning of the ferry's arrival. There were some late-season tourists at another table, and inside a group of regulars stood drinking at the bar. Enzo ran his eyes down the lunch menu until they came to rest on a smoked fish salad, which, he thought, would go nicely with a glass of crisp white wine while he killed time before the crossing. As a shadow fell across his table, he looked up, expecting to see a waiter, and was surprised to find old Jacques Gassman standing there. The nonagenarian grinned, wrinkling a ruddy complexion.
"Monsieur MacLeod, may I join you?"
"Of course." Enzo stood to hold the old man's elbow as he eased himself into a chair. Gassman was wrapped up warm in a coat and scarf, a dark blue peaked cap pulled down over his shock of white hair. He still gave the impression of a big man, undiminished by age. He had large knuckled hands, brown spotted by the years, and his grin revealed a row of shiny, white, even teeth that could not have been his own.
"This is my day for doing the shopping," he said, "and I always have my lunch here. Are you going to eat?"
"Yes." Gassman raised an arm and waved to someone inside, and a waitress duly appeared to take their order.
"The usual," Gassman said.
Enzo ordered his smoked fish salad, and they agreed to share a carafe of white.
"How's the investigation going?"
"Slowly. I'm going to Lorient this afternoon to look at newspaper archives of the coverage of the trial."
"Ah, yes. Thibault Kerjean. An unpleasant character."
"You know him?"
"I do. Not well, of course. I don't think anyone knows him well, but well enough to know that I don't like him much."
He drew a long breath.
"So what do you think of our little island, monsieur?"
"I prefer it when the sun shines,"
Gassman guffawed.
"Ah, yes. Everywhere looks better when the sun shines. I love it. It's an unremarkable sort of place, I suppose. No dramatic features, apart from some stretches of the northwest coastline, and the beaches to the south and west, of course. But it has a perfect climate, and a hidden beauty."
"Hidden?"
"Beneath the soil. This is a rare rock we are sitting on, Monsieur MacLeod. Geologically quite different from the mainland. The government declared it a mineral nature reserve nearly 30 years ago. More than 60 minerals to be found, some of them quite rare. Blue glaucophane and garnet."